I know that it was Dumbledore's wish to be laid to rest here at Hogwarts. Then that's what'll happen, isn't it? Said Harry fiercely. If the Ministry thinks it appropriate, said Professor McGonagall. No other headmaster or headmistress has ever been.
No other headmaster or headmistress ever gave more to this school, growled Hagrid.
Hogwarts should be Dumbledore's final resting place, said Professor Flitwick. Absolutely, said Professor Sprout.
And in that case, said Harry, you shouldn't send the students home until the funeral's over. They'll want to say... The last word caught in his throat, but Professor Sprout completed the sentence for him.
Goodbye. Well said, squeaked Professor Flitwick. Well said indeed. Our students should pay tribute. It is fitting. We can arrange transport home afterward. Seconded, barked Professor Sprout.
I suppose, yes, said Slughorn in a rather agitated voice, while Hagrid let out a strangled sob of assent.
He's coming, said Professor McGonagall suddenly, gazing down into the grounds. The minister, and by the looks of it, he's brought a delegation. Can I leave, Professor? Said Harry at once. He had no desire at all to see or be interrogated by Rufus Scrimgeour tonight.
You may, said Professor McGonagall, and quickly.
She strode toward the door and held it open for him. He sped down the spiral staircase and off along the deserted corridor. He had left his invisibility cloak at the top of the astronomy tower, but it did not matter. There was nobody in the corridors to see him pass, not even Filch, Mrs. Norris, or Peeves. He did not meet another soul until he turned into the passage leading to the Gryffindor common room.
Is it true?
Whispered the fat lady as he approached her.
It is really true, Dumbledore. Dead?
Yes, said Harry. She let out a wail, and without waiting for the password, swung forward to admit him. As Harry had suspected it would be, the common room was jam-packed. The room fell silent as he climbed through the portrait hole. He saw Dean and Seamus sitting in a group nearby. This meant that the dormitory must be empty, or nearly so. Without speaking to anybody, without making eye contact at all, Harry walked straight across the room and through the door to the boys' dormitories. As he had hoped, Ron was waiting for him, still fully dressed, sitting on his bed. Harry sat down on his own four-poster, and for a moment they simply stared at each other. "They're talking about closing the school," said Harry.
"Lupin said I would," said Ron.
There was a pause.
"So?"
said Ron, in a very low voice, as though he thought the furniture might be listening in.
"Did you find one? Did you get it? A horcrux?"
Harry shook his head. All that had taken place around that black lake seemed like an old nightmare now. Had it really happened, and only hours ago?
"You didn't get it?"
said Ron, looking crestfallen.
"It wasn't there?"
"No," said Harry. "Someone had already taken it and left a fake in its place."
"Already taken?"
Wordlessly, Harry pulled the fake locket from his pocket, opened it, and passed it to Ron. The full story could wait. It did not matter tonight. Nothing mattered except the end. The end of their pointless adventure. The end of Dumbledore's life.
R.A.B.?
Whispered Ron.
"But who was that?"
"Dunno," said Harry, lying back on his bed fully clothed and staring blankly upwards. He felt no curiosity at all about R.A.B. He doubted that he would ever feel curious again. As he lay there, he became aware suddenly that the grounds were silent. Forks had stopped singing. And he knew, without knowing how he knew it, that the Phoenix had gone, had left Hogwarts for good, just as Dumbledore had left the school. Had left the world, had left Harry.